EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny skies today. Daytime highs approaching 59. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 31. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 47. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds submitted comments to the proposed USDA Food and Safety Inspection Service rulemaking that could allow terms like meat, steak, or poultry to be used on foods that are artificially produced.
I was surprised to see that the Department of Ag, of all the different agencies, would be suggesting that, you know, some sort of a lab cultured protein should carry a meat title to it, whether it be poultry or beef or otherwise. And I just think that's wrong. I think it sends the wrong message to the producers. I really think it sends the wrong message to consumers. This is not meat. This is produced in a lab. The cultures are made there. It's a protein product, but it doesn't deserve to have our United States Department of Ag call it meat or poultry.
The rule is in the comment period. Rounds is hopeful USDA will make those changes.
I'm hoping that, you know, reason prevails and that the Department of Ag will respect, you know, the hard work that producers put into raising livestock, poultry, and so forth. Recognize that it's not a fair comparison to call this product that comes out of a laboratory meat. And basically say, look, this is separate. This isn't the same thing, and it's fabricated, and it's not meat. And I think if our Department of Ag won't say that, I don't know who will.
Rounds urged USDA to provide transparency and accuracy in its labeling of cell cultured foods, but he is prepared to offer legislation if required.
You know, I hope it doesn't get to that, but most certainly I think that's worth a good hard look. Sometimes you have to actually threaten that before you get their attention.
That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. This winter, they're also stocking bird feed mix and sunflower seed. They have a Culligan water softener salt at After Hours Feed Supply. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays, 8 to 5. Open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, they'll try to find it. Holler at Bob and Georgina Lindquist with After Hours Feed Supply at Blue Rapids.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Bob Dole will be honored Friday in a private memorial service with President Joe Biden in attendance and a public service at the World War II Memorial in Washington. Those events will come before the casket of the former presidential candidate and decorated soldier travels to Kansas for events in his hometown and the state capitol. Dole's casket will lie in state today at the U.S. Capitol. The Dole Institute of Politics says Biden will join former presidents for the private service Friday morning at Washington National Cathedral. A civil rights group says a Kansas town has dropped all charges against a man prosecuted for flying a flag outside of his home with a profanity against President Joe Biden. The American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas said Wednesday it got involved after the city of Blue Rapids charged David Sane in August with promoting obscenity. The ACLU says in a news release that Sane has a constitutionally protected right to free speech. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Having trouble finding a new car this holiday season? Can't wrap your mind around paying massive markups? At Midwest Kia, during the Kia Command the Season sales event, you won't have to worry about being left with a lump of coal. Grab your holiday spirit and head to Midwest Kia to put your name on one of over 200 new 2022 Kias that will be here in time for Christmas. And Midwest Kia has the better way to buy with the inventory to match. Never priced above sticker, all with the best stocking stuffer in town. Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, we want to get you approved, even when the other guys have said no.
No.
With as little as $600 cash or trade, you could get your credit back on track and get into a brand new Kia today. For the best car buying experience in town, visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com, and you'll see why people are singing,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
cylinder powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A man was flown to a Wichita hospital after sustaining serious injuries in a crash on Wednesday. A vehicle was reported to be driving erratically, heading eastbound on K-51. For an unknown reason, the vehicle left the roadway and struck a field entrance, causing the vehicle to go airborne. The vehicle rolled an unknown number of times and came to rest on the driver's side before catching on fire. The driver of the vehicle was identified as 30-year-old Enrique Alvarado of Liberal. A Wednesday morning earthquake rattled parts of north-central Kansas, but the magnitude 4.3 was not the only one centered in Sling County on Wednesday. The Kansas Geological Survey shows 14. Here's Kansas Geological Survey's Rick Miller.
From a purely statistical perspective, this kind of seismicity change is not routinely considered to be part of the natural process. We don't have anything right now, data-wise, or information-wise, that suggests that it's associated with any kind of wastewater injection.
That audio courtesy of KSN, Kansas Mid-America.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A grand jury has cleared law enforcement officials in the June killing of a man during a standoff with police in Scotts Bluff, but issued a finding that all Scotts Bluff County law enforcement officers should be wearing body cameras. The Scotts Bluff Star-Herald reports that the grand jury last week returned a no true bill last Friday in the June 7th shooting of 47-year-old Daniel Ojeda of Scotts Bluff. Police have said officers were called to the home for reports of a man with a gun and that the officers were held at bay outside the home for nearly 6 hours. Police said that Ojeda was shot when a Scotts Bluff County SWAT team entered the home. The Kearney Police Department has arrested a man in connection to a shooting that happened in August. The KPD issued an arrest warrant for 22-year-old Trevin Weindorf of Kearney for attempted second-degree homicide and unlawful discharge of a firearm. Weindorf was arrested by the Kearney Police Department without incident. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP is on a mission to support veterans. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News on...
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A red ribbon was cut by volunteers Wednesday, marking the opening of the Black Squirrel Bark Park in South Marysville. Off-street parking and a pedestrian bridge crossing were recently completed, with adjacent twin fenced areas designated for small and larger dogs. The opening to the public on Jackson Street at 8th, a block southwest of the Marysville City Park, marks a multiple-year effort to locate and construct the facility with public and private funding. A Corning, Kansas cafe, the Corn Shed Bar and Grill, was substantially damaged by fire Wednesday morning. All of the contents of the metal structure building were reportedly destroyed, with fire departments from Corning, Gulf, Centralia, and Seneca responding. A $243,000 USDA grant awarded to USD 380 will be used toward projects at the Frankfort and Centralia schools, including window replacement, security camera installation, a new school bus, technology updates for Chromebooks and laptops, classroom and bathroom improvements at Centralia, and replacement of the boilers with a new HVAC system at Frankfort. The Community Facilities Direct Loan and Grant Program will include 65% matching contributions from USD 380. Kansas Farm Bureau recognized members and supporters at its annual meeting in Manhattan this week, presenting two Kansans with distinguished service awards for exemplary contributions to agriculture in the state. Those two include Don Landall of Marysville, who was recognized for 60 years of service through Landall Company, a leading agricultural and industrial manufacturer employing more than 900 people region-wide. Landall's a strong supporter of the community and a financial contributor to the local, state, and national FFA organizations. He's contributed to many other local causes as well. KFB also presented 12 Friends of Agriculture Awards, recognizing individuals who have made significant contributions to Kansas Farm Bureau and agriculture. They include Sue Rowland of Marysville, who has supported the agricultural community for 55 years, many years as a business teacher at Marysville High School, and as a founding member of the Kansas FFA Foundation, and serving on several local boards. The Evalon Foundation is accepting grant applications for events and projects to be held in 2022 in Gage County to support arts activities sponsored by local and regional organizations. Grant applications are available from the Evalon Foundation at Beatrice. Contact Rich Hoovendick for details. Applications are to be completed and returned to the foundation by Friday, December 10th, for arts-related projects to be calendared in the year 2022. It's anticipated the grants awarded this year could total some $48,000. Blue Rapids' annual hometown Christmas is Saturday, December 11th, with the Fireman's Breakfast 7 to 11, craft sale and quilt raffle at the library 9 to 2. A Christmas bazaar in the Blue Rapids Gym, open house, the Blue Rapids Museum from 9 to 3 will include cookie decorating and examples of clinker gardens. A live nativity at 4, soup supper begins at 4:30 at the community center Saturday. A beard contest is at 5, Santa greets youngsters 5 until 7, and the annual lighted parade is Saturday evening at 6. Entries should be in place on South Main by 5:30. Contact Bob Lindquist for entry information. $25 chamber bucks for first, $15 for second, and $10 for third place with any motorized vehicle, including decorated golf carts, are welcome. Follow the Blue Rapids Facebook page for updates on the event Saturday, December 11th, hosted by the Blue Rapids Chamber. Herbert C. Alley, age 77, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Private burial at the Holton Cemetery Wednesday, December 8th. The memorial service will be planned at a later date with the Terry Christie funeral. I'm in charge of arrangements for Herbert Alley. Betty L. Glick, age 97, of Fort Worth, Texas, formerly Marshall County, passed away. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Chapel in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Betty Glick. Lola J. Zebakratsky, age 83, of Barnes, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the Afton Cemetery, rural Waterville. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 8. At the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Lola Zebakratsky. Lawrence Larry D. Donahue, age 79, of Frankfort, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial, St. Patrick's Cemetery, Coal Creek, south of Centralia. Rosary Friday evening at 6 at the church. Visitation on Friday, 10 until 4 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Larry Donahue.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In a season where everyone is on the go, go give gift cards from CJ Express. Available in $100, $50, $20, and $10 values, they're good in-store for food, drinks, merchandise, and, of course, fuel. It's the perfect way to show someone you appreciate them and what they do. CJ Express gift cards. Available in Marysville and Frankfort.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly sunny to partly cloudy today, high near 56. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low near 31. High of 47 on Friday, lots of clouds. Friday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 24. High of 47 on Saturday, lots of sunshine. Saturday night, mainly clear, low near 30. On Sunday, lots of sun, warmer with a high near 55. Saturday night, mainly clear, low 31, and we'll continue that warming trend into early next week. On Monday, sunny, high near 60. Monday night, clear to partly cloudy, low 39. High of 68 on Tuesday, lots of sunshine. Tuesday night, becoming cloudy, low of 52. High of 70 on Wednesday, occasional sun. Wednesday night, we'll see a few clouds and a low near 50 degrees. Thursday, a mix of clouds and some sun, high near 67. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on KNDY.
Average high temperature early December 45, record high on this date 66, the average low 24, and the record low 9 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:35, sunset this evening at 5:04.
Would you ever consider leasing your Christmas tree? We will tell you who's doing it and why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 9th, the 343rd day of the year. Singer Donny Osmond celebrates his 64th birthday, and on this night 56 years ago, A Charlie Brown Christmas first appeared on television. Like Charlie Brown, most of us struggle with finding the perfect tree for the season. Or we make do with an artificial one. But now there's a third option. For those who want a live tree without the guilt of killing it, nurseries in some areas are offering live tree adoptions. A tree is delivered to your home, roots and all, in a large planter and then retrieved in January. The trees are nurtured throughout the year and rented out again the following season. It's a clever way to save a tree, if not a whole lot of green as well. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal trends at almanac.com.
It's starting to look a lot like Christmas. From big to small, follow Sunflower Mercantile of Barnes on Facebook for store hours and online shopping for a vintage Christmas.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Cam Jones scored 15 points. Oso Ogadaro blocked a potential game-winning shot in the final seconds. And Marquette edged Kansas State 64-63 in the Big East Big 12 battle. That's K-State's first home loss this season. K-State pulled within a point 64-63 on Mike McGrill's three-pointer with 19 seconds left. But after working for the final shot, Ishmael Masood's drive for the win was rejected by the 6'9" freshman Ogadaro. Mark Smith scored four of K-State's last 7 points, finishing with a season-high 17. Number 4, Hutchinson Community College, led by only 3 at halftime before building a 14-point advantage in the second half as the Blue Dragons defeated Coffeyville 81-74. The Dragons remain perfect 13-0 overall, 7-0 in the conference, and shot 44.3% and scored 35 points off turnovers. Angelo Stewart led Hutchinson with 25 points, and Kobe Campbell added 21 off the bench. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Kansas volleyball will take on number 3 Pittsburgh tomorrow in the Sweet 16 of the 2021 NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament. The match will begin at 12 o'clock Central in Pittsburgh, and it'll be broadcast on ESPN+. The Jayhawks defeated number 19 Oregon and 14th-seeded Creighton on December 2nd and 3rd in Omaha to reach the Sweet 16. Emporia State University is celebrating a big first thanks to junior Mackenzie DeMarco. DeMarco, who plays forward on Emporia State's women's soccer team, was named second team All-American for NCAA Division II. This is the first All-American for the women's soccer program. DeMarco was also named first team All-MIAA and first team All-Region. DeMarco led the MIAA in goals, game-winning goals, and shots during the 2021 season. She also ranked second in total points and sixth in shot on goal accuracy. The Lady Hornets soccer team finished as MIAA tournament champions with a record of 19-3-1. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with area high school girls and boys basketball coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern Monday, Axtell and Centralia Tuesday, Lynn and Hanover on Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus, live broadcast, home and away, Marysville High Games on AM 1570, FM 94.1, with area games live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Add a bit of sunshine, optimism, and cheer to your landscape year-round with yellow-needled evergreens. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Enjoy the bright yellow foliage of Golden Mops Camassiparis year-round. The fine foliage of this mounded dwarf conifer adds color and texture to perennial gardens and mixed borders. You won't need pruners to maintain the pyramidal shape of the semi-dwarf gold drop arborvitae. Plus, the golden tip branches maintain their color throughout the year. The yellow needles of morel red pine combine nicely with perennials like threadleaf coreopsis, and they're sure to brighten those gloomy winter days as they turn bright golden yellow. Light up the shade with golden duchess hemlock's graceful branches covered with vibrant yellow needles. Mulch to keep the roots cool and moist, provide afternoon shade, and in colder climates, protect from drying winter winds and sun. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
In his early 20s, Alex Weber realized that he was some sort of comedic sports actor. Perhaps he wondered if the combination of those skills was really anything that one could turn into a career. Then a most intriguing job offer came his way. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCray covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of 6 books you'll find from Andrew McCray at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Alex Weber grew up on a dirt road in the state of New York. In school, he was very physically active.
My dad is a very intense dude, and I love him to pieces. And so anything that I started to get involved in sports-wise, we were like 100 miles an hour. You know, sports were just kind of something I did.
He played lacrosse collegiately in the Ivy League at the University of Pennsylvania and then began coaching high school lacrosse.
I'm in my early 20s. I was just out of college. That was kind of my day job, was coaching high school lacrosse, and my night job was doing stand-up comedy. The kids loved it. The school was this prestigious school in Los Angeles. They did not love it.
He was in L.A. and got involved in acting, but was not finding much success.
And the only way to put it is I felt like I would walk into an audition and they'd be like, no, wrong. And I'm like, cool, thanks for seeing me. And then I like found out that hosting was a thing. And I was like, this is great. This is a career. So I started doing that. And really, the first year that I was like, I'm going to be a host, I got pitched for NBC American Ninja Warrior.
It turned out everything he'd done in life to that point was perfect for his new job.
They were looking for someone comedic with sports who could, like, talk on the fly. It was a great fit there. Yeah.
But his hosting role would be a bit different.
I was one of the hosts, and I was hired to do a digital series, so basically like an all-access show for NBC. And the gist of it was, what if we take someone who's kind of an outsider and throw them into the heartbeat, like the deepest end of this?
So how did Alex do as a host turned ninja warrior? It's next time, as we travel the countryside in Bismarck, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auction will sell tools, collectibles, household items, as well as real estate in Summerfield for the Christopher Benson Estate Saturday, December 11th. Sale time 10 a.m. at 210 5th Street. Tools to include a table saw and power tools. Collectibles will include Crocs, a few metal signs and labeled cans, Bowie and pocket knives, stamps, coins, trading cards. Household items include two oak buffets, four chest of drawers, glass dinette with four chairs, also selling miscellaneous. Real estate at noon includes a three-bedroom ranch-style home, full unfinished basement, fenced backyard, and storage shed, three bedrooms and a full bath, metal roof, and all city utilities. They'll also sell a corner vacant lot at 3rd Street and Poplar Avenue, a block east of Highway 99. This was a former home site. This sale for the Christopher Benson Estate, Saturday, December 11th, begins at 10. Real estate sells at noon at 210 5th Street in Summerfield. For inspection, contact Olmsted Real Estate. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
You need money to grow a rural business, so winning a grant can be a huge factor for success. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Applying the right way will increase your chances as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
World, you'd be awarded every grant you applied for. But in reality, organizations don't give you money simply because you sent in some paperwork. You have to sell yourself and prove you have something worth funding. It's vital that your goals match the goals of the organization handing out the funds.
Deborah Kavanaugh is a retired grant extension specialist with the University of Illinois. She says, first of all, don't pull budget numbers out of thin air. They have to be exact.
If you say you want to do a publication in your grant proposal, you have to figure this out, really, what it would cost. You have to call up the printer. If you have a graphic designer, you have to find out what they would cost. You have to figure out all of these things like you're going to get the money. Because what will happen is when people are reviewing it, they will spend considerable time looking at that budget to see that it's realistic.
If you've experienced success in previous work that relates to your proposed project, grantors like to see that. They also give points if you have a team of partners helping you out, because some grants are awarded only if you've secured matching funds. Each proposal has a series of steps to follow, so make sure you read all of the paperwork thoroughly. Review boards may get hundreds of proposals, and they'll winnow them down, starting with the tiniest of details.
Somebody sits at a desk and goes through there and says, did they do them in 12-point font? Did they do them double-sided? You know, all these little nitpicky things that you might not think is important. And if you don't meet those minimal standards, it's put over here and it's not even reviewed.
If you have questions during the process, don't hesitate to contact the organization. Learn more about grant writing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there. Silence.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Have yourself a merry little vintage Christmas. Shop the Sunflower Mercantile of Barnes for antiques, vintage items, and primitives. Perfect for gift giving. Open 7 days a week in Barnes.
The beef checkoff program stays the course despite efforts to dismantle it. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. Opponents of the beef checkoff have tried for years through lawsuits and petitions to either alter or get rid of the program, but all attempts so far have failed. The Cattlemen's Beef Board administers the checkoff, and Greg Haynes is CEO.
There's a lot of, I think, misunderstanding and misinformation out there about what the checkoff can and can't do. And that causes people, I think, to, you know, try to maybe push back on the program or push for things that the program was never intended to do.
The beef checkoff is set up to promote consumer demand for beef and also fund research projects, but it cannot use any funds for lobbying. Haynes says the industry has had its share of challenges, many of them related to the COVID pandemic, but things are looking up.
I think we're moving into a much better stage now of the whole cattle cycle and everything that's going on with the economy and employment and supply chain. I mean, right now, we're still working those kinks out, but I think the efforts that are being put into that are starting to pay off. And so within the next 6 months or so, I think we're going to definitely see improvements in the beef industry and in the whole supply chain and economy as a whole.
You can learn more about the checkoff at beefboard.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bott Realty and Auction will conduct a farm equipment auction for the Robert Round Estate Sunday, December 12th. Sale begins at 1 o'clock at the farm, 2 miles south and a mile east of Wymore at the intersection of Sage and 66th Roads. Selling a 79 IHC 986 diesel tractor with cab, rotary brush cutter, 6-foot skid load front mount, Massey 850 combine, 15-foot combine header with Milo guards, 24-foot travel-long trailer, a bale spear, post-hole digger, stump grinder, four-wheel trailers, row crop cultivator, 700-gallon tandem axle water trailer, propane tanks, fuel tank, three-point sprayer, other miscellaneous, plus 20 round bales of mixed hay and a few smaller items. This will be a short auction, be on time. Sale begins at 1 o'clock Sunday, December 12th. At the farm, at the corner of Sage and 66th Roads, 2 miles south and a mile east of Wymore. Sale conducted by Bott Realty and Auction.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, typically periods of higher income on the farm leads to higher cash rents, which makes sense for some landowners who work to keep their piece of the pie. However, increasing cash rents now holds some economic risk for some farmers. There are ways, however, says University of Illinois Extension agricultural economist Gary Stinchke, for some to pass on the rewards of good years to landowners, while at the same time mitigating the risks of really low prices and very low farm incomes.
I personally like leases that vary payments with economic conditions, so share rents and variable cash rents would be something to consider as we're moving forward. Variable, either one of those would make pretty large payments to the landowner in 2021 because of higher prices and what looks to be higher yield or good yields across much of the state, above trend yields, maybe near record yields. So, variable cash leases and shared rental arrangements.
He says there are many differences in value of land across many Mid-America counties in the area, and says that the differences have to do with productivity, and thanks to the internet, they can find where those differences actually are in those regions.
If you go to Acre Value on Granular's website, you can locate a farm and find its soil productivity index. There's a very high correlation. There's a 0.9 correlation between those county cash rents and soil productivity index. There is a bit of variability across the state from that. And some CRDs, crop reporting districts, have higher and some a little bit lower than that soil productivity index. But that soil productivity index does a reasonably good job of explaining the cash rents across the state.
Overall price per acre for agricultural land has been on the increase across the entire Mid-America region. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight. And
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The legacy of Senator Bob Dole notable throughout USDA, including one program that's in part named in his honor. Rod Bain with more.
The significant contributions of former U.S. Senator Robert Dole to agriculture in general and the U.S. Department of Agriculture specifically come to mind after word of his passing Sunday at the age of 98. The Kansas native helped craft many farm bills during his congressional career, including reform for the nation's food stamp program. It was part of a lifelong relationship with South Dakota Senator George McGovern, which included formation of the Women, Infants, and Children program and the International Food for Education and Child Nutrition program that bears their names.
We were friends, and we were same age, almost same World War II generation, and we disagreed on some things, but we understood and worked together on agriculture, and then once nutrition became a bigger and bigger part, we worked on that together.
For his work, he became an inaugural member of USDA's Hall of Heroes in the year 2000.
Mark Jekanowski, USDA Outlook Board Chairman, says that weather and crop conditions in other countries will play a big part in formulating Thursday's new agricultural supply and demand forecasts.
We're watching weather in the southern hemisphere where South America crops, corn, soybeans, planting continues and crops are kind of in the early stage of development there. So weather developments are important. Australia, wheat harvest is underway. And then you got the summer crops that are developing, cotton, for example. And then in the northern hemisphere, we're continuing to get some final government estimates, final harvest results from, places like the EU and Ukraine and Russia.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Aquaculture is a growing industry, but not everyone has the financial and physical resources. Try raising fish in cages on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Fish in cages can be a means for landowners with ponds to produce fish for supplemental income or for their own dinner table. It costs much less than starting a fish farm and allows the pond to be used for other purposes, such as recreation, stock watering, or irrigation. David Klein is an extension aquaculture specialist at Auburn University. He says there are several fish species that do well in this type of environment.
You're looking for fish that get along well together, and historically that includes things like catfish, tilapia, trout. Folks have done hybrid striped bass. There's the potential to do bluegills and other sunfish, but they create some other challenges. But I would say the most common ones that I have come across are folks that either want to grow catfish or tilapia.
The fish will depend on you for healthy meals, since they're not free to roam around snacking on their natural food. You also need to keep an eye on fish health due to their intensive numbers.
Most of the time you have to put a lot of fish in there, so you're going to have a relatively crowded environment in order to overcome the fish's natural territorial nature. There is the potential for them bumping into each other, bumping into the cage, getting scraped up, which makes an opening for the potential for them to get a bacterial disease or something along those lines.
The cages are simple to move around, and getting at the fish is easy for care, observation, and harvesting. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cage aquaculture at agriculture.com.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock cow and bred heifer sale on Wednesday, December 15th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. First calf heifers include 50 choice South Dakota origin red Angus calf unvaccinated bred heifers. Be bred to calving these red Angus bulls for February 1 calving. There'll be 225 big fancy Angus and black white faced first calf heifers, of which many are AI bred with the balance to be bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for January 15th through March calving. There'll be 65 black and red Angus, plus 18 Angus Charlotte Cross first calf heifers bred to Angus bulls for March calving. Cow-calf pairs include 45 choice red Angus and red Baldy Sandhill origin fall calving cows. They'll be 3 to 5 years old. They'll have DeBrucker Charlotte calves by side. Other pairs include 40 Angus first calf heifer pairs and over 100 black and red cows that'll be 3 to 6 years old with September-October calves. Spring calving cows include over 400 black, white face, and red cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old, bred to Angus and semi-Angus bulls for February, March calves. All cows will be sorted in lots to suit the buyer's needs. For more information on the special cow sale to be held on Wednesday, December 15th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I mean, Hoosier going through a Thursday today. Market's closing in just a little bit, and not a lot of movement today. It's been pretty slow on the board, and things have stayed pretty consistent, mostly lower in the grain market. As we've gone through, we have seen the livestock market go from mostly higher this morning at the open to mostly lower. Lean hogs are still maintaining that positive number going through the day today. But corn, they started off in the green today. We have December corn that's dipped down into the red just a little bit, down 3/4 right now, sitting at 584. March corn is up a penny right now, sitting at 588 1/4. Over on the wheat side, Kansas City wheat is moving into the red still. December KC wheat has matched some of the later futures, down 16.5 cents right now at 793 3/4. Oats, they're still moving downward as well, with March oats down by 12 1/4 at 714 3/4. In the bean markets, it's slowed down at least just a little bit, but still a lot of red on the board, with January beans really unchanged right now at 1261. By the March, we're down 1/4 at 1268 1/2. Bean meal, they're in the green. December up by $2.90 at 368 1/2. And the bean oil for January is down 93 cents at 54.62. Over in the cotton market, they started off kind of rocky. We are seeing a little bit of green on the board now, with March cotton up by 8 cents, sitting at 106.80. The canola is down by 690 at 10.03 and 80 cents. Livestock market, we're seeing live cattle, feeder cattle mostly lower. Lean hogs are still in the green, with December lean hogs sitting up by $1.42 at 72 1/4. February also in the green by $1.65 at 77 and 70 cents. Over in the U.S. dollar index today, we are seeing some green here. December index moving upward almost 40 cents up, 39 cents right now at 96.28. We have the 10-year or 30-year bond sitting up in the green slightly at 162, and 10-year notes in the green up by 131 right now. That is in somewhat matching with the stock market, with the Dow Jones up by 55 points. The rest of it mostly in the red, with the S&P and the NASDAQ. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region, to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert.
Oh, sisters, Lord. As we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Full-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.